Whether they're on the right or left, it's common practice for American politicians and activists to invoke the founding fathers. They're what historian David Sahat calls a political football. Each side uses them to score points. Take the 2012 presidential election, for example. People in the Tea Party movement referred to Franklin and Jefferson to argue against President Obama's policies on things like health care and a bank bailout. In Obama's victory speech, he referred to the idea that hard work will help you get ahead as the founders promised. So how has our relationship with the founding fathers developed over the past couple hundred years? Is our political obsession with a group of founders a uniquely American thing? Do we use their wisdom in context? Do we use it wisely? Some of the questions that David Sahat tackles in his new book, The Jefferson Rule, How the Founding Fathers Became Infallible and Our Politics Inflexible. He's Associate Professor of History at Georgia State University, and he joins us now. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So our country is based on the laws enshrined in the Constitution, the one that these founding fathers started. Doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it seem natural to look to them for guidance and inspiration when we're figuring out how to tackle problems today?
Yes, it makes a certain amount of sense. But unfortunately, the founders didn't speak with one voice. And, you know, if you go back to what they wrote and what they said and to their own political era, it was a deeply, deeply divided era. And they fought over things that we fight about, the proper meaning of the Constitution, the relationship between the federal and the state governments, whether the federal government ought to be involved in growing the economy or intervening in the economy in any ways. And so I'm just not sure that going back to the founders really helps us in a practical matter.
Talking to David Sahat about his new book, The Jefferson Rule, How the Founding Fathers Became Infallible and Our Politics Inflexible. I lost him for a moment. We'll get him right back on the line. In his new book, he looks at how politicians since the beginning have argued over the role the Constitution should play and what the Founding Fathers meant and sort of brandished them as a shield, a weapon on behalf of the arguments that they're trying to make, the policy debates of the day, whether that's today, Civil War era, FDR, Theodore Roosevelt, you name it. The new book, again, The Jefferson Rule, How the Founding Fathers Became Infallible and Our Politics Inflexible. We'll be debating or talking about one of those issues, the government's power to maintain airport security. That's coming up after the news at 4:30. As we try to get David Sahat back on the line now. You can weigh in on that issue, by the way, the TSA issue, over at the Central Time Facebook page. Have you been through airport security lately? Does the screening you see there make you feel safer? Do you think our federal government priorities, our funding levels for security to keep terrorist attacks away from airplanes are effective? Timely money well spent, or are we wasting a lot of money? Head over right now to the Central Time Facebook page and share your thoughts there. Having trouble reaching David Sahat again, we can weigh in on this issue now at 800-642-1234. Do you think we put too much emphasis? Do we spend too much time arguing about what the founding fathers meant? Should we be looking to interpret what they said as strictly as possible, not deviate at all? Or should we be a little flexible, realize that they were fallible, as our guest makes the case, and that they didn't always agree with each other? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. And if you're a politics nerd like me and a history nerd, is there something from our founding fathers that you think we should be paying attention to from the people who started the country? 800-642-1234 is the number to call, or you can head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Coming up after 6, by the way, on To the Best of Our Knowledge, Back to the Land Again. The Back to the Land spirit of the 1960s lives on today in the proliferation of farmers markets and the increased interest in sustainability and growing our own food. From the fight to end food waste in America to the art of living small, we'll find out what the Back to the Land spirit looks like today. We pick up our conversation now with David Sahat. David, before we lost you there, you were saying that our founding fathers didn't really speak in one voice. Build up on that a little.
Yeah, I mean, they disagreed about, you know, everything that we disagree about. They disagreed about the relationship of the federal and the state governments, the interpretation of the Constitution, and a whole lot of other things. So I'm just not sure that looking to them for really even in a kind of a authoritative interpretation of the Constitution is really going to be of help.
Well, how does drawing from their names, going back and pulling quotes, say, from Jefferson or George Washington, hurt politics? Isn't this mostly harmless?
You know, sometimes it's harmless, but other times it's really not. You know, for example, going into the Civil War, what the arguments of the founders did is it took policy disputes, you know, disputes about whether railroads should be built or how the federal government should be dealing with slavery. And it converted those disputes into more fundamental arguments over, you know, really the foundational principles of the nation. And as the United States marched into war, both sides were invoking the Founding Fathers. And you see that today as well, not war, but what are ordinarily policy disputes in which, you know, you and I might disagree and it would be sort of okay if we disagreed. Suddenly, when the founders become invoked, it's not okay that we disagree because one of us is betraying founding principle. And then that kind of poisons political debate and turns it really dysfunctional.
Is this something uniquely American?
Maybe. Maybe it is. I mean, I have a hard time believing that a kind of renewal movement in France would develop with a sort of feverish call of return to the true meaning of the 1958 French Constitution. And you don't often see the Magna Carta, for example, invoked in British political debate. So I think it is somewhat uniquely American in this really this obsession with a group of people that lived now 200 years ago.
Looking at this from the perspective of the framers of the Constitution, do you think they would be surprised to see that they'd become almost sacred in the eyes of the people who came after them?
Maybe. But then again, you know, some of them lived long enough to actually see this process developing during their lifetimes. Really, almost as soon as the founding generation went off the public stage and this second generation came into American politics, and I'm talking about people like John Quincy Adams or Henry Clay or Andrew Jackson, people who didn't fight in the Revolution and who didn't draft the U.S. Constitution, they were of that second generation, and they began turning to the founders to establish their own legitimacy. And some founding fathers, you know, sort of became oracles. They would go and comment on public affairs, and they would be asked to comment on public affairs. And so, you know, maybe not. Maybe they wouldn't be surprised.
So what would a healthier political debate look like if we drop this reliance on cherry-picking the quotes of founding fathers that back up one side or the other?
You know, I've seen public opinion surveys that show a kind of a remarkable unanimity of opinion on a variety of issues. And even when people don't agree upon maybe solutions, they agree that there's a kind of a set of problems that ought to be addressed. And what I'd like to do is just stop talking about the Founding Fathers and start talking about solutions to those problems, because it seems to me that when people start talking about the Founding Fathers, they either don't have solutions or they can't think of anything else to say. And I think a more robust and healthy political debate would be that we debate, you know, our own solutions while not charging one another with bad faith, and we go about trying to address those problems as best as we can.
Very interesting. David, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's David Sahat. He's Associate Professor of History at Georgia State University. His new book is called The Jefferson Rule: How the Founding Fathers Became Infallible and Our Politics Inflexible.